This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As long as the wood isn't frozen, fruit trees can be pruned from now through March. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, covers some of the general recommendations for pruning fruit trees. Dennis, we don't always think about Kansas and fruit trees, but really there are quite a few varieties that we do grow in the state, and part of that is having to prune those fruit trees, and I guess now we're coming up on the time when we should be doing that, or at least thinking about it.
You know, that is 100% correct. You know, we think about pruning fruit trees late winter, early spring, before growth begins, so we can get in there and see the branch structure of the trees. Because pruning or growing fruit trees is really all about getting light penetration into the tree, because it takes good sunlight to hit those developing fruit to get those big, plump, tasty fruits. So late winter, when the tree is bare, is the ideal time to get in there and start pruning.
And I guess the pruning process kind of follows any type of pruning. We want to start first off with some of those broken or damaged branches?
That's correct. I think the way to approach any pruning project is first to just kind of step back, look at the tree, kind of get your overall vision kind of for what needs to be done. And then, you know, let's borrow the phrase, you start with what I call the low-hanging fruit. So the low-hanging fruit are going to be those branches that are damaged, broken, you know, maybe causing a hazard. You know, if you're out in the garden walking around, they may be low, you know, hitting your head when you go to mow, those type of things. So start by removing dead, broken. The other things we want to remove are crossing branches. So you've got two branches that are rubbing against each other. That's going to cause damage. We want to alleviate that. And then the next, what I call low-hanging fruit, you know, the bar of the pun when it comes to pruning fruit trees, is any branches that are growing inward into the tree. Because here again, our goal, no matter whether it's peach, cherry, apple, we want to open that tree up to get that sunlight into the tree itself.
The cut itself, how should we be making the cut?
You know, we're going to recommend the same type of pruning cut we do for whether it's an ornamental tree or a fruit tree. We're going to want to look for what's called the branch collar. So if you look where there's a crotch or fork in that tree, you're going to kind of see a little raised ring, a little wrinkled ring, where bark's kind of protruding upwards, and that's called the branch collar. And that is where the cambium growth layer of the tree is and where the plant's going to heal itself or recover quickly from the pruning. So we want to make the cut just to the outside of that kind of raised ring branch collar, because then that's going to stimulate that tree to then grow, fill in, and seal off that wound made from the pruning cut. And one other thing, too, question comes up all the time is after we make that cut, do we put some sort of wound dressing, pruning, sealer on it, those type of things? And the answer is no. We just leave it open and let the tree, let nature seal off that wound by making the proper cut itself.
You mentioned taking kind of a closer look at the tree, and really what we want to make sure we're doing is that we're not taking too much of the tree out?
That's correct. You know, when we prune, we want to probably remove no more than 1/4 to maybe 1/3 of the total wood on that tree itself. If we over prune our fruit trees, what tends to happen is it stimulates a lot of vegetative growth, what we call sucker growth, which is also something that should be removed. And that wood usually is going to be non-fruiting wood, and so we want to avoid over-pruning those trees.
Also want to mention the fact that the International Master Gardener Conference is coming up, and that will be in June in Overland Park, and I know you've got a big part to play in that. And we really just want to remind people that the website is up and registration is open as well.
That's correct. Thank you. Yes, it's International Master Gardener Conference, IMGC2023.com. K-State and our Johnson County Extension Master Gardeners are hosting this biennial conference, and we have a garden tour, a trade show, and speakers open to the public. It's probably the biggest gardening event ever to hit the state of Kansas, with 5 keynote speakers, over 40 presenters from about 20 different states, 13 published authors, world-renowned plant explorers, and we even got the horticulturists from Kew Gardens in London, England speaking.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, with information on pruning fruit trees. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.